Hey, man.
Tom.
Yes.
Here's a UPI item for release at 6:30. I want an answer to it by then on the wire. UPI. A Republican spokesman accused the administration of quietly dropping 40 foreign ships from the State Department's blacklist of vessels trading with Cuba. Representative Bob Wilson, California, chairman of the House GOP Congressional Committee, said Johnson had reversed the late President Kennedy's embargo on ships engaging Cuban trade. Now, that's not true, is it?
Not that I know of. I don't think it is. I haven't heard about it.
Well, goddammit, if neither one of us hear about what's happening in Cuba, who ought to hear about it?
Well, I will hear about it if it's happened. I just don't think it's happened. We're holding the line on it.
Well, and not only that, let's tighten it up. I've talked to Italy about tightening it up. I've talked to Pearson about tightening it up. I've talked to Germany about tightening it up and not selling them a damn thing.
Well, yes, we are. We sent out some very stiff messages yesterday. We've talked to Ball about it, and we're talking to...
Well, let's get a State Department spokesman to say this is sheer politics. It's untrue. It's unfounded that instead of dropping any ships, we have tightened up on them. Since Johnson took over as president, Wilson, in a statement, 40 ships of foreign registry, formerly the State Department blacklist for trading with Cuba, have been quietly restored to the good graces of the administration. Our ban against the use of these ships for the transport of U.S. government goods has been sacked. Our ostensibly firm policy toward Castro has been abandoned. Wilson said the reversal of policy had been so complete that Secretary of State Dean Rusk had recently sent envoys to Baltimore to try to pressure longshoremen into loading a British ship that had been plying the Cuban trade. You know anything about that?
Yeah, I hadn't heard of that.
Well, it's UPI number 77. Since this nation's vital interests are at stake, the President has an obligation to tell the American public why there has been a shift in policy toward Red Cuba. Well, now let's tell him before his story gets on the wire. It's on the wire now for release at 6:30. But by 4:30, let's have a good answer to him. Get Manning out of bed or off the golf course, wherever he is. Tell him to get down here, and let's say we not only haven't dropped 40 ships, we've added 10 more to the embargo. And not only have we not increased the trade, we've reduced it. And not only is this not true, it's sheer politics from a Republican committee, and they oughtn't to play politics with foreign defense. Now, that's about what I'd like to say, and then have somebody give it to me at 4:30, and let me see what they say.
Okay. Well, but, I'll find out, and I'll call you back.
Yeah, I'm going to be gone for an hour, but you just get that and get it for me so we can get an answer at 6:30, see if Manning gets it out, and let's call him and raise him. And if we haven't done it, let's do it. And if we haven't got everybody after every damn ship, let me know what country's got them, and I'll go call the Prime Minister myself.
Okay. We're really pressing them very hard. You can't be criticized.
Well, I am being criticized for it, though, and it's been published. Well, I've got to have an answer. Now, I don't want this word negotiating this damn treaty. Just say discuss.
Have you looked over that?
Yes, I've looked it over, and it's got a few plugs in it. Ambassadors with sufficient powers to negotiate. With sufficient powers to agree. That's a stronger word. Or to discuss. Sufficient powers to enter into it, with sufficient, here's the way I do it, with sufficient powers to enter into a good faith agreement to resolve all the problems. Sufficient powers to enter into a good faith agreement instead of attempt to resolve all the problems. I told you that word negotiate. I told him the other day to keep that damn thing out of here.
Well, we're not doing this drafting.
Well, I know it, but. Just tell them this goes further. Sufficient powers to enter into an agreement. That's more than negotiating, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right, we'll have to approve that agreement.
We do want to talk with you about some of these drafts. You say you'll be ready in about an hour.
Yeah, but I'm ready to approve that one with that modification right now.
The one we gave you with our change.
Yes, with this change.
With this change plus the one we gave you.
Well, the governments of Panama and the United States have accepted the invitation. I've read all that. That's one page draft. And I would make the one change, then I'd go on to prove it.
All right. I got that one. All right. I'll pass this on to them.
I think we got all the cards down there. I don't think we need to give any of them away. I think we're damn fools. I'd put 30 days instead of 15. I'd like to let them stretch out a little bit and let them see.